Local AI and Automation Edition, Saturday, June 27, 2026. Welcome to the Local Edition. This is the stuff you can run yourself, host on your own hardware, or build into your dev workflow. Let's start with an astonishing release from Liquid AI. They dropped LFM 2.5-230M, a 230 million parameter model that can run on a Raspberry Pi. On a Pi 5, it maintains 42 tokens per second decode speed. On a Samsung Galaxy phone, it hits over 200 tokens per second. What's remarkable is that this tiny model beats models four times its size at data extraction and tool calling. It scores over 43 on the BFCLV3 tool use benchmark, crushing Google's Gemma 3 at 1 billion parameters. The model uses a hybrid architecture with gated convolutions and grouped query attention, keeping memory under 400 megabytes. It's free for companies under 10 million in revenue, commercial license for everyone else. This is the direction the edge is heading, specialized small models outperforming bloated giants at specific tasks. Speaking of small punching above their weight, Weibo's VibeThinker 3B model is still making waves. That's a 3 billion parameter model that scored 94.3 on the AIME 2026 math benchmark, rivaling models hundreds of times its size. The small model renaissance is real. Now for something deeper. Xiaomi's researchers released HarnessX, a framework that lets AI agents rewrite their own scaffolding mid-task. In plain English, when an AI agent hits a wall, HarnessX doesn't wait for a human to fix the prompts or tools. It automatically diagnoses the failure, restructures its own harness, and tries again. Across 15 model benchmark combinations, they saw an average 14.5% performance gain. For QEM 3.5-9B on embodied planning tasks, gains hit 44%. HarnessX also enables coevolution. The execution traces from harness improvements feedback into model training, creating a virtuous cycle. This is a big deal for anyone running self-hosted agents. On the memory front, researchers at the National University of Singapore released MR Agent, a new framework for agentic memory. Instead of the standard retrieve-then-reason approach, MR Agent actively reconstructs memory by following cues through a graph, pruning irrelevant branches as it goes. The results are stark. On long MEMEVAL benchmarks, MR Agent consumed just 118,000 tokens per query. LangMEM burned through 3.26 million for the same task. That's a 27 times reduction. Runtime was cut in half too. For anyone running local agents on constrained hardware, this kind of memory efficiency changes what's possible. Mistral also launched OCR for this week, an enterprise document extraction model that supports 170 languages across 10 language groups. It accepts PDF, Word, PowerPoint, and Open Document formats, and crucially, it can be deployed as a single container on your own infrastructure. No cloud dependency. Perfect for regulated industries that can't route sensitive documents through US-based APIs. Alibaba published research on training agents in simulators that can generate edge cases on demand, showing that models never explicitly trained as agents can still improve agent performance across 7 benchmarks. And Shopify shared how they built a model-agnostic AI stack, using proxy models, distillation strategies, and circuit breakers to stay stable no matter which foundation models survive the shakeout. Finally, Google redesigned their search box for the first time in 25 years. The classic white rectangle is being replaced with something AI-native. Details are emerging, but the message is clear. Search is being rebuilt from the ground up for the AI era. That's your local edition. All of this stuff is buildable, hostable, and relevant to anyone running their own AI infrastructure. See you tomorrow.